You're listening to Drum Sex. And before we help you have the best sex of your life, we must put a warning that this podcast does contain mature themes. If you're cool with that.
Hello, welcome back to Drum Sex. My name is Pam Magwaza. This is a quick one, a short episode for your sex advice on the go. In our previous episode, we spoke to Dr. Tleleng Mofokeng on everything honeymoon cystitis. It's a common UTI people with female anatomy can get after frequent sex sessions and not taking proper self-care afterwards. In this week's episode, we're back with Dr. T, and she'll be explaining the difference between an STI and a UTI. It was one of the most common questions that we received when we asked you guys to send us some sex-related questions on Instagram. So here you go.
Yeah, I actually speak about this in my book because I know the type of anxiety, right, a urinary tract infection can cause for some people. You find that on a Monday morning at the practice, the phone is ringing off the hook, or, you know, there's people in wanting to consult and they really think they have a sexually transmitted infection. They're already telling you they're going to break up and, you know, all of the drama, and you're just like, hold on, let's just take it one step at a time. Mm-hmm. A urinary tract infection just means that there's a bacteria that went into the urethra, right? Mm-hmm. And it can happen even if you are not sexually active. Remember that wiping method I spoke about, wiping mm-hmm. from the front to the back. If you're someone that wipes from the back to the front, you know, chances are that there might be some bacteria that goes into the urethra. The other thing is that a sexually transmitted disease, although there may be bacterial as well, they also can cause a urinary tract infection. But it doesn't mean that a urinary tract infection is sexually transmitted just because some of the bacteria can cause, you know, both of the issues. Of course, once you come with a urinary tract infection and I'm doing a clinical examination, for example, and I'm looking at the vulva, mm-hmm. I'm going to look at your urethra. Is it inflamed? I'm going to look at the vulva. I'm going to look at the vaginal opening. Depending on your clinical circumstance, you know, some people have never even had a pap smear, right? Mm-hmm. So you may take that opportunity to tell them about what a pap smear is and look physically for any signs of other infections. Some people may also have dermatology problems happening in their genitalia. So not everything in the genitals is automatically a sexually transmitted disease or infection. So that's why it's important to consult so that your doctor can have a look. And sometimes we may even do a swab, right? Mm-hmm. Where we take a swab of the vagina just to have a look again to see what is the organism that's causing the issue, and is it only something that's isolated to the bladder, especially if someone is not responding to the first line treatment.
And that's it for this week's quick one. Have you learned something new today? Let us know on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Drum Magazine. See you soon.